Today we'd like to see the title of Prepared His Heart in the book of Ezra, chapter 7, verses 1 to 28. For online courses people, we'd like to suggest three questions. In verse 5, the son of Abisha, the son of Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the chief priest. Why did Ezra carry his pedigree all the way back to Aaron? The question one, why did Ezra carry his pedigree all the way back to Aaron? Question two, in verse 10, for Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it and to teach his statutes and ordinances in Israel. How did Ezra prepare his heart? The question two, how did Ezra prepare his heart? Last question three, in verses 27-28, blessed be the Lord God of our fathers who has put such a thing as this in the king's heart to beautify the house of the Lord which is in Jerusalem, and has extended mercy to me before the king and his counselors, and before all the king's mighty princes. So I was encouraged as the hand of the Lord my God was upon me, and I gathered the leading men of Israel to go up with me. What attitude of Ezra can we see? What attitude of Ezra can we see? So we see, you know, one big chapter, you know, according to the Bible, you know, first King Cyrus, you know, then is the next one, Ahasuerus, Artaxerxes, Darius, like that. But the secular history, you know, a little different, you know, Cyrus 538 to 530 before Christ, Cambyses 530 to 522 before Christ, Pseudo-Sumerius 522 before Christ, only 10 months reigned. Then Darius the First 521 to 486, Xerxes or Ahasuerus 486 to 465 before Christ, Artaxerxes the First 464 to 423 before Christ, Darius the Second 423 to 404 before Christ. But reference in Bible indicate the first return Israel people from Babylonia to Jerusalem and Israel. So that is 537 before Christ. So Ezra chapter 2 verse 2 talk about led by Zerubbabel and Jeshua. Then is today we are talking about the second return, 458 before Christ. So Ezra led all the second group Israel people from Babylon to Jerusalem and Israel. So verse 1, now after these things, meaning now after the chapter 6, so about 60 years later. So chapter 6, you know, basically they dedicated a new temple, so-called an Ezra temple, to the Lord, and they had a feast of Passover. Then 60 years later, now the second group returned to Jerusalem from Babylon. In the reign of Artaxerxes, king of Persia, Ezra, the son of Sariah. Here, genealogy show up. Why did Ezra show up genealogy? Basically, Ezra derived from Aaron. Because God said in the Old Testament, only Aaron's descendants were qualified to be priests. Particularly, Aaron's, the eldest son, was qualified to be high priest. But the other, you know, younger sons were qualified to be priests. So Ezra basically, he want to show up, I am descendants of Aaron, so I am qualified to be priest. You know, that's the bottom line. Ezra, the son of Sariah, the son of Azariah, the son of Hilkiah, the son of Shalom, the son of Zadok, the son of Ahitub, the son of Amariah, the son of Azariah, the son of Merioth, the son of Jerohiah, the son of Uzai, the son of Buki, the son of Abisha, the son of Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the chief priest. So basically, the Ezra was the 16th grandson of Aaron. So Ezra was qualified to be priesthood. So here, this Ezra came upon from Babylon. He was a skilled scribe in the law of Moses. Basically, he was a scholar of the law of Moses, which the Lord God of Israel had given. The king meaning Persian king, granted or permitted him all his requests according to the hand of the Lord his God upon him, upon Ezra. Here, Ezra talks about, you know, verse 5, according to the hand of the Lord his God. So, God's hand upon Ezra. This is Ezra's attitude. He, you know, acknowledged God's word, God's hand upon him. Here, some of the children of Israel, the priests, Levites, the singers, and gatekeepers, and Netinim came up to Jerusalem in the seventh year of King Artaxerxes. And Ezra came to Jerusalem in the fifth month, or May, Hebrew calendar, May, which was in the seventh year of the king. On the first day of the first month, he began his journey from Babylon, and on the first day of the fifth month, he came to Jerusalem. So basically, the 4 months journey from Babylon to Jerusalem. So when I took Japan, only 13 hours, but that time is Babylon to Jerusalem, and it took, you know, 4 months. It's a very long, you know, period, 4 months. So according to here also, verse 9 indicate according to the good hand of his God upon Ezra. So also Ezra acknowledged God's hand. Because of God's protection, so he, Ezra, and the second group of Israelites safely returned from Babylon to Jerusalem. That's why he said, according to the good hand of his God upon him. For Ezra had prepared his heart. That's the second question. Prepared his heart, or he decided heartily, or he decided to dedicate to the Lord heartily. Number one, to seek the law of the Lord. The first, he seek God's word, the law of the Lord. So whenever we face certain circumstances, we should seek, you know, God's word first time. Then to do it, or to obey God's word. To do it, meaning the law of the Lord. So basically, he commit God's word. He seek God's word, then he commit God's word. He obey God's word. And then to teach statutes and ordinance in Israel. Here we can see, you know, teacher's qualification. Teacher first seek God's word, then obey God's word, then he is qualified to teach it. For example, James chapter 1, you know, verse 25, talk about, but he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it is not a forgetful hearer, but doer of the word. This one will be blessed in what he does. Basically, James, not just hearing alone, but rather than, you know, doing or committing, you know, God's word, that, you know, really give freedom to you. James chapter 3, verse 1 talks about, in teacher, my brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a strict judgment. So basically, teacher has a higher standard compared to a non-teacher in ordinary Christians. So that's why, you know, so no many teachers should be. Also, Book of Acts, chapter 20, verse 31, 35, and disciple, they show up, you know, by examples, you know, to the elders of Ephesus. Basically, he said, therefore, watch and remember that for 3 years I did not cease to warn everyone night and day with tears. Disciple talks about that. I taught you how long? For 3 years, night and day with tears. So now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. So basically, disciple, you know, commanded, you know, elders of Ephesus, you know, you should, you know, commit to God, also commit, you know, to the word of God. You know, then also he wants to build up the Ephesians Christians, you know, to the Lord Jesus Christ. I have coveted no one's silver or gold or apparel or clothes. So basically, disciple didn't covet, you know, any material thing. Yes, you yourselves know that these hands have provided for my necessity and for those who were with me. Basically, disciple Paul said, you know, I made tent maker to support my necessity, you know, food, you know, clothes, you know, sleeping, you know, like that. I have shown you in every way, I have shown you by doing God's word, or by obeying God's word, by committing to God's word, by laboring like this, that you must support the weak people. And remember the words of the Lord Jesus, that Jesus said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. So Jesus said, you know, to give is more blessed than those to receive. So that's why disciple, you know, the giving, you know, more to the elders of Ephesus for 3 years. So this one here, likewise, Ezra also prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord, you know, God's word, then today to commit God's word and to teach statute and ordinance in Israel. Then is Artaxerxes' letter to Ezra, verses 11 to 26. Basically, this is copy the Artaxerxes' decree. Verse 11, this is a copy of the letter that King Artaxerxes gave Ezra. Ezra, you know, primary job is basically copying, you know, scripture, exactly. That's called, you know, scribe, you know, at that time. You know, Ezra, this is a copy of the letter that King Artaxerxes gave Ezra. Here, the priest, right now, verse 11, show up, priest. Because the first time Ezra himself explained, I am descendant of Aaron. Now, verse 11, the priest show up. So he was a godly ordained priest because he was a descendant of Aaron. So the priest, the scribe, expert in the words of the commandment of the Lord. Now he an expert. So he know, you know, God's word, you know, and very well, basically, in Old Testament, and over his statute to Israel. Artaxerxes, king of kings. You know, that time is Persian was controlling country compared to Athens or Egypt. So controlling, you know, country, the most powerful countries. That's why Artaxerxes, king of kings, to Ezra the priest, a scribe of the law of God of heaven, perfect of peace, and so forth. I issue a decree. Decree is like a passport. So without passport, you could not, you know, move from, you know, Babylon to Jerusalem. So here, like, you know, passport, a decree that all those of people of Israel and the priests and Levites in my realm who volunteer. Here, volunteer meaning free will. So, you know, today, you know, Bible study is a totally volunteer, you know, free will to want to listen to hear. Everybody is welcome here, volunteer. King James Version said, which are minded of their own free will. So who volunteer to go up to Jerusalem may go with you. Basically, the king Artaxerxes did not force Israelites who resided in Babylon to move to Jerusalem and Israel. Totally at your free will, at your free choice, you voluntarily, you may go back to your home country, Israel, basically. And whereas you are being sent by the king and his counselor. So volunteer work, you know, basically God's heart. God, you know, doesn't want everybody to be posted to believe in Jesus Christ as your Savior and the Lord. You know, basically, God gives opportunity of gospel, salvation gospel to everybody. So now, so you may exercise your free will to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior or to reject the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. So that is a free will, is totally given by God. So, you know, God, you know, want to know only exercise of love of God by, you know, each person's free will, not even forced will, forced the belief, you know, God doesn't want that. And whereas you are being sent by the king and his seven counselors, so king is like, you know, the chief board member, the other seven counselors, so total eight members in a decision maker in a board, the king and his seven counselors to inquire concerning Judah and Jerusalem. Basically, the second group returned to Jerusalem, Jerusalem capital city, and Judah, the land, the Palestine land called Judah, from Babylon. Babylon at that time is a territory over Persian Empire. With regard to the law of your God, which is in your hand. Basically, Artaxerxes and counselor, we honor your God, Jehovah God. And whereas you are to carry the silver and gold which the king and his counselor have freely offered to God of Israel, whose dwelling is in Jerusalem. So basically, they, you know, allowed you may carry gold and silver, you know, in order to offer, you know, to God. And whereas all the silver and gold that you may find in all the province of Babylon, along with the free will offering of the people, priests, are to be freely offered upon the house of their God in Jerusalem. Also, basically, allowed, you know, your gold, you want, you know, your gold accumulated in Babylon province, but you may bring those gold freely offered to God, you know, in new temple in Israel, in Jerusalem. Now, therefore, be careful to buy with this money bulls, rams, and lambs with their grain offering and their drink offering and offer them on the altar of the house of your God in Jerusalem. Basically, with those precious stone, you should buy, you know, sacrifice animals, you know, or sacrifice grains as well, you know, bulls, rams, lambs, also grain offerings you made. Also, verse 18, whatever seemed good to you and your brethren to do with the rest of the silver and the gold, do it according to the will of your God. Here, very important, according to the will of God, you may use extra money, maybe repairing temple or remodeling temple or beautifying, you know, temple like that. Also, the articles, here articles, you know, King James Version vessels or bases that are given to you for the service of the house of your God. So in order to service in the temple, in the Old Testament, they need, you know, several vessels, obviously, delivered in full before God of Jerusalem. And whatever more may be needed for the house of your God, which you may have occasion to provide, pay for it from the king's treasury. If you need more money, for example, you know, in order to beautify the house of a temple, you need extra more money, that time you may use the king's treasury. Verse 21, and I, even I, Artaxerxes king, issue a decree, an order, to all the treasurers who are in the region beyond the river, that whatever Ezra, the priest, scribe of the law of God of heaven, may require of it, let it be done diligent. Here, beyond the river, this one's beyond the river, because Artaxerxes Jackson talks about beyond the river. This is might be Euphrates. Euphrates is a Babylon area, you know, main, you know, river name. But verse 25, you know, the river might be Jordan. Jordan River, you know, limited in Palestine and Israel. But particular here, you know, not indicating Euphrates River or Jordan River. You know, probably beyond the river, verse 21, you know, Euphrates River. That whatever Ezra, the priest, the scribe of the law of God of heaven, may require of you, let it be done diligently. So you may use, you know, that treasure, you know, too. Up to the here limitation, up to 100 talents of silver. So one talent is Hebrew unit is 75 pounds or 34 kilogram. So then is 100 cores of wheat. Core is a dryer unit, that is 6 bushels or 211 liters, 100 baths of wine. So one bath, 6 gallons, or 23 liters. So wine, 100 baths of oil, and salt without prescribed limit. Salt is without measure, so unlimitedly you may use salt, but the other thing, certain limitation, 100 talents of silver, 100 cores of wheat, 100 baths of wine, 100 baths of oil. Verse 23, whatever is commanded by the God of heaven, let it diligently be done for the house of God of heaven. So here, Artaxerxes fully support the house of God or the house of the temple. For why should there be wrath against the realm of the king and his sons? So verse 24, also we inform you that it shall not be lawful to impose a tax, tribute, or a custom on any of the priests, Levites, singers, gatekeepers, netinim, or servants of this house of God. Basically, not be lawful to impose a tax, exempt from tax for ministers to work for the temple of God. So, but although Bible, you know, does not indicate a, you know, minister exemption from tax, you know, government tax, but here, so the Artaxerxes' heart was opened by God, so to give ministers exemption from, you know, tax. Verse 25, and you, Ezra, according to your God-given wisdom, according to God's wisdom, said magistrates. Magistrates is a local judges and judges who may judge all the people who are in the region beyond the river. Here, beyond the river, probably Jordan, because right now Artaxerxes king allowed Ezra to be like a state governor. You know, looks like Israel in a governor, you know, like that. So beyond the river in Jordan. River that is in Judah land. Beyond the river, all such as know the law of your God and teach those who do not know them, whoever will not observe the law of your God and law of the king, let judgment be executed speedily on him, whether it be death. So Artaxerxes allows the Ezra to punish death penalty. That's or banishment. Banishment is eviction, you know, over particular banishment or confiscation of good. So, you know, the levy on good, you know, property, house, you know, some kind of attached lien, you know, on you know, property, confiscation of goods or imprisonment. So Ezra was delegated a lot of authority by Artaxerxes, like a death penalty, banishment, confiscation of goods, or imprisonment. Verse 27 and 28, but the Ezra responded, blessed be the Lord God of our fathers, who has put such a thing as this is in the king's heart. Today I received the great glory in a letter. The last the letter said, may America bless God. You know, like that. So the first sentence, may God bless America. But last sentence, may America bless God. So which meaning, you know, acknowledge God's work, you know, all glory, you know, given, you know, to God, you know, like a thankful heart. You know, it just said me here, blessed be the Lord of God, our fathers, who has put such a thing as this is in king's heart. Because king's heart was so favorable to Ezra's ministry. Why? Because God's hand was there. So Proverbs chapter 21, verse 1 indicates the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, like the rivers of water. He turns it wherever he wishes. So basically, the Bible said, you know, God's hand controls, you know, king's heart. So like here, to beautify the house of the Lord, which is in Jerusalem, and had extended mercy to me before the king and his counselors. So the kings and the counselors, you know, together, so God, you know, gave mercy through Artaxerxes king and before all the king's mighty princes. So here, basically, Ezra acknowledged God's hand, giving thanks to God, praise God. That kind of attitude, you know, which we should learn. Also, verses 6 and 9 said, the hand of the Lord on me, on him, meaning the hand of the Lord on Ezra. So continually acknowledge that. Then, so I was encouraged. Very important, I was encouraged as the hand of the Lord, my God, was upon me, and I gathered the leading men of Israel to go up with me. So basically, Ezra was encouraged what? Encouraged to minister, to bring Israelites from Babylon to Jerusalem, and a continuing minister, server at the temple of God. So Ephesians chapter 4 and 12, you know, stem members in, you know, responsibility for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. So stepper and the responsibility to Christians, let Christians the work of ministry, let Christians to minister, and build up, you know, all Christians to Christ. That is edifier function, which is a liability to stem members. Also missionary, Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. So whenever, you know, wherever foreign country, so teaching them to observe, you know, God's word, you know, then, teach them, you know, that is missionary, you know, primary, the duty. So also the board member's duty is Revelation chapter 3, verse 13. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church. So basically what Spirit says, you know, to the group of Christians. So board members should listen to Spirit saying, you know, that kind of thing, we can see. So each question answer, question one in verse 5, the son of Abisha, the son of Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the chief priest. Why did Ezra carry his pedigree all the way back to Aaron? Basically, Ezra is qualified to be a priesthood as a descendant of Aaron. Question 2. In verse 10, for Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it, and to teach statutes and ordinances in Israel. How did Ezra prepare his heart? The first, seek God's word, then to obey God's word, to do it, then teach God's word. The last question in verses 27-28, blessed be the Lord God of our fathers, who has put such a thing as this in king's heart, to beautify the house of the Lord which is in Jerusalem, and has extended mercy to me before the king and his counselors, and before all the king's mighty princes. So I was encouraged or exhorted as the hand of the Lord my God was upon me, and I gathered the leading men of Israel to go up with me. What attitude of Ezra can we see? First, acknowledge God, giving thanks to God, glorifying God. That attitude. Okay, let's just sing song all together, the supporter song in the Blue Book. Then we will conclude today's Bible study.